If you hear that sound of mango wine opening up.
Some ASMR of the mango wine.
Right.
Welcome to Podcast After Dark, where all we do is drink wine.
Let's drink wine. Start talking shit.
That's all that matters in life is mango wine. Factual. And talking shit.
I'm like adjusting the mic as it's recording. Don't give a fuck.
Oh, you're already recording.
Yeah. Keeping it all. Not cutting none of this out. Ooh, is this a new cork? Is this new? Look at that.
Always been like that.
Shout out to Mama Mango. Moscato and Mango. Mama Mango is from... Fuck. Imported by Misa Imports, Dallas, Texas. Shout out, Dallas. I love Dallas. It's produced by... Ooh, it's produced in Italy. It's a product of Italy. Fancy.
We only drink classy shit in this house.
Right? I'm so excited for this. I wish... I'm going to take a picture and make it my thumbnail. This is Mama Mango night. I got you a chair so you could be closer to the mic and I could hear you and the listeners could hear you, but you don't care, so.
Maybe they don't need to hear me like that. This is the sheep feeding chair.
Yes.
Mom's gonna be real confused in the morning when she can't give her sheep a bottle.
I'm gonna put it back outside.
I was gonna starve.
Okay, whatever. Let me.
Oh my clink. God. Extra.
This is gonna be the best podcast ever. If you can't tell, Mia is with us on the mountain. She has traveled her way to the abyss.
Literally.
The BFE.
Literally drive till you think you're lost, and then you hit the dirt road, and you continue driving. And then you get lost again because the GPS leads you astray.
Shout out Google for keeping the GPS using bad guys away. Instead of the latitude, longitude bad guys. You don't want to fuck with those bad guys.
This light is really tripping me up. Or the fan with the light. I feel like I'm going to get my head.
You really don't want to? I'll sit in that chair if you don't want to sit in it.
I was very comfortable.
There we go. Mood is set.
At least I don't have to worry about your foot in my face since we're recording in the dark.
Well, I have a... Woo! I didn't see that coming. Alright. How much do you want?
All of it. Obviously, just
got heartsies. You can hear it. Here. Okay, how much are you gonna drink? Yeah, seriously.
Actually,
is that good?
Yeah.
Well, we'll start there. I'm gonna be mad if I rob myself.
Also, have you noticed that Remy is slowly scooting closer and closer to you on the bed? She started way on the bed.
Got a ways to go. I think we just killed this whole bottle.
Good thing there's more.
All right. The mango wine is done. I'm keeping this bottle too.
Cheers, bitch.
Memories. Cheers, mate. Okay. So it's picking up on me pretty good. Like, but I don't know if I can hear you yet. Once I hear you and you're set, I can take these fucking headphones off so I can stop hearing myself.
Sometimes I think you talk just to hear your voice, so I feel like you're thriving in this situation right now.
I hate hearing my voice when it's not being received.
I'm receiving it.
That'll work. I mean, you're like super... Do you want me to scoot over?
Nope.
Is that where you want to be?
I'm in my element right here. In the camping chair.
Have to adjust the mic a bit, but whatever.
Or maybe it would be a really cool podcast if no one could hear me, and it would just be you talking to yourself and responding
to you.
Nothing. So then your fantastic listeners could like have like a dialogue back and forth with you.
That's kind of wild. We could do that.
That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, not, I mean, you're going to be on the podcast this time, but I mean, next time. So how's everyone's day? It's technically still Friday, so hopefully we can wrap up this episode before and upload it. So actually, I'm going to get that all ready to go. Mia, what do you want to talk about today? What's the first topic? What's going on?
I've been trying to think of a damn topic all day.
We should talk about that guy in 2027. Do you think that's real?
I don't know.
You don't know? Obviously, if you had to, like, know. If you had to take a guess and say, like, is this guy legitimately somehow in a different universe or a different, dimension? No matter how you had it, you don't have to explain how it happened or whatever, but you just, like, if you had to say, your guess was, yes, he is in a different dimension or something happened, or no, he's not, what would you say?
I honestly have no idea. Like, I think... Well...
Mm-hmm.
Working in the world of mental health...
Right.
Anything is possible, really. Like, if the person believes that that's what happened, like, you kind of just roll with it, so...
Right. But it's actively happening right now.
I know.
That's the thing.
And I think that I would be more sold on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, what, we watched like a 14-minute video on it today. Right. So, like, obviously I'm not the most knowledgeable person about this Joe Schmo. What's his name?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if he went live or if he, like, if he went live and I were to be in Valencia and I was like, hey, bro, like, meet me at this corner and I'm going to throw an orange. Like, you have to catch it and peel it and throw it back.
But we don't know if that's how the wormhole works.
Wormholes are real.
No, we know theoretically wormholes are possible.
Okay, theoretically.
A black hole's a wormhole, but it just would most likely destroy you. So. The existence of it is a question.
Yeah, so my answer being, I don't know.
You know, that's fair. That's fair. I believe that it's possible. I hope he's not, because otherwise, I mean, I don't know how to go get that dude.
Right, also that would really... can I swear on this?
Oh yeah, you can say whatever
you want. Well, I almost... It'll be really freaking scary if that is the case, because we have, what, 6 years to...
Well, that's a whole... But see, this is the thing about timelines and, like, existences. That's a completely different timeline than us. Even if we were in that timeline and died, that Lewis and that Mia are dead or whatever, gone.
I hope I'm not dead in 6 years.
That's not this timeline.
True.
Like, that might not even be a case, like, because I truly believe in this, because, like, while other people, some people, the Bible, the way people, religion explains the Bible is, God created one universe, God created one earth, God created one situation, blah, blah, blah. It would make more sense, and the way life repeats, is if he created one algorithm for life.
Yeah.
So he creates one... he or she, whatever people want to believe in, he created the formula for life, and the formula splits and splits and splits, like how cells did.
Like that lady was talking about today.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, but...
Sarah?
Yeah, Sarah something on the Walker? Lex Friedman podcast. Watson? So that is up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's possible.
I think really anything is possible, right? Like,
I know there's some things that aren't. I think there's some things that aren't possible, but it depends on what we're talking about. When we're talking about things, quantum physics, we can't say impossible because there, people don't even understand it yet.
Right.
But
I was gonna say, you lost me at quantum physics.
Could I possibly materialize my hand to phase through an object like Vision does in Marvel? technically, I should be able to. If my brain knew how to scramble the atoms that made up my hand, I could, you know, I should be able to reach inside of you and touch and feel your heartbeat. And I should be able to pull it back out and not hurt anything if the controller in which what keeps me together could override the code of what keeps me together.
So then if that situation were to happen, mm-hmm. would you pull your hand out covered in my internal goo or not? Like, would my internal goo become part of the glue?
I feel like it depends how I phased in and out. If I, before I even entered you, if I was completely phased out and I just went in there and then came out completely and then phased back, I don't see how anything would be on there. Because when it was all open, you know, they say if you took all the matter on Earth and of the Earth and compressed it, it would be like, it could be like the size of a basketball or a baseball or something like that. Because atoms are just so, I don't know how big, I should probably look that up. How big they are.
It's very small.
Yeah, I mean, so everything, we live in such a, see, quantum is such a fucked up thing because if you can get your mind to go there and just really start thinking about how things work, like how I can be thinking, I can think of a thought right now, and that thought is physical. It takes up space somewhere. Like, there's an electronic ignition in my brain. Your
little filing cabinet.
Right. So that same thought could possibly be 100 light years away on another planet now, popping up on a screen. Because of quantum entanglement. Mm-hmm. So that little, some society or some civilization could have the technology to decode quantum matter. So they could say, oh, well, this guy, we're locked on Lewis, and we're gonna, you know, with his thought today, we're gonna monitor his thoughts. And they have a signature for what a quantum, like what size, molecule or electric frequency, what code that shows. So then they pull it up on their screen and then can completely have an idea just like that.
Could you imagine that though? Like, I feel like whoever got assigned to looking at the thoughts in my brain, like, A, they would be very confused. B, they would be like, what is wrong with this? Like, none of these thoughts are complete. Nothing makes sense.
I mean,
but that's just how my brain works. It makes sense to me.
And for me, like, it's the same thing. Like, when people hear me talk about certain things, they're like, this motherfucker is crazy. Literally, but it's just the fact that
all day.
It's like, I've spent hours and hours and hours. It's because I don't have like a degree. You know, I never went to a school for it, but I've spent just as much time as those people probably have. Like, seriously looking into topics that make my, because I had nothing else to do here.
Right.
You know, like, I had to look into topics that challenge my mind to keep me from going fucking nuts. And then I found out a bunch of information and it made me look nuts. So either way, it was a
lose-lose, bud.
Well, I mean, you just gotta not care about what fuck people think. Because right. Most people are idiots. I mean, almost, I'd say, okay, 90% of the people on the planet are fucking retarded. And I'm not talking about being born fucked up. I'm talking about willfully stupid. And I call that to me is retarded. Because you're retarding yourself. 90% of people. 5% of people are above average. The next 5%, that's where like the Bezos and Elons and Tim Cooks and GM designers, Ferrari designers, Enzo, stuff like that. That's where those people live. And then you have like the child prodigies who shouldn't know what they know, but they just do. And they're like completely epic.
Like that girl.
Yeah, like that girl. Or like these boys that, where were they? In like India or something like that. They're just crazy stupid smart with math and like spatial awareness and stuff like that, and they can just naturally do it without any formal training. You know, that's that level above. Yeah. And then you have like that top 0.1%, and that's where it just gets scary. Those are the Teslas, the it's really hard to put anyone in the same field as Tesla.
He is his own
Honestly, Okay. Leonardo da Vinci, like Galileo, like the people who, against all odds, still did it.
Oh, geez.
I would say Albert Einstein, but the thing is, like, he was intelligent, but I don't feel like he had to sacrifice for his intelligence. Like Nikola died broke, mm-hmm, in New York because he had so much integrity with his work that he knew he'd rather be broke than allow it to go to the wrong people. And then his apartment was raided in the 40s anyway after he died. So they had to, like, literally pry it from his cold, dead hands. So that's why I respect him on a different level, you know? But I think that when people think of God, demons, angels, anything extraterrestrial, it's like they think they play by different rules. And I truly don't believe they do. I believe they still have to, if they're here, and they don't have something combating gravity, even a god would deal with gravity here. A god would deal with the magnetic field, unless it's prepared to not. Mm-hmm. I believe that the creator of this universe, whether you think it's God or just the universe itself, I believe that the Earth is truly set on a path that is not, that's ever changing, but not changing. Like, I think no matter what, I think before humans could destroy the Earth would destroy us. Does that make sense? Like, so before, say we keep polluting and polluting and polluting, mm-hmm, and the Earth getting sick would kill us before it would, the crust would crack.
Right.
Or before, I mean, the only thing I think that could truly affect the Earth in a way would be nuclear war. But either way, that would kill all of us, and then eventually it would build back. As long as, like, the surfaces and cracks of the Earth. Right. But even then, over thousands of years, it could repair itself.
Yeah.
You know, because the Earth's been hit during the Ice Age, or when the dinosaurs dead, or shit, died. When that meteor hit, it fucked things up pretty bad.
R.I.P. dinosaurs.
You know, so, I don't know. I think we're on a... I think it's simpler than people want to make it.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that the code, our DNA, is computer code to us. Mm-hmm. But it's just code to them. As some, like, coder would look at something and be like, oh, it's line 32, it's right there. Like, that's the issue. We need to uncomment this one thing, and boom, it's going to work. I believe DNA to a higher being is the same way. You know, if they were able to pull up our code in whatever way they have, you know, maybe they've advanced past like screens and cell phones and like interfaces like that. Because, you know what they're saying, like, eventually the cell phone is going to be in our mind. You never heard that expression?
No.
With Elon Musk and Neuralink. Like, he said...
Oh yeah, I did look into that at one point.
I made you. He said within, you know, 10, 15 years, talking is going to be an obsolete way to communicate. It's going to be me looking at you and me speaking in my mind and it transferring to your Neuralink. So you would always know my intention as well. So there would never be another misunderstanding.
Some things I need to keep to myself.
I mean, it's not like I could go into your mind and rob it, but I understand what you're saying, but the thing is, it's like, is there really things we need to keep to ourselves?
Yes.
Okay, go then. Tell me, what, why do you think, is it a societal thing or is it personal?
No, like, okay, so during work meetings, right? Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, so I do all of my work meetings on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe I'm just a judgy asshole that gets bored during work meetings. And I'm like,
as everyone else does too, yeah.
Right. I'm like, some people decide, which is totally fine, to, like, mm-hmm, eat lunch during work meetings. Great, cool, whatever, right? But, like, mm-hmm, close your damn mouth.
Yeah. See, that's why. So why is it wrong for you to want to adjust proper etiquette?
I mean, it could be like my approach.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like,
but wouldn't, but don't you think truly, if your intent was only to not hear that noise, and they could hear when you say that, the intent behind you, like, oh my God, like they could like almost feel your feelings about that sound. Don't you think in a world that is progressive enough to have those, it would be, you would be more courteous to people knowing that you would be in their mind?
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's also like that difference. Like if my boss is doing something that's mm-hmm. annoying versus like if you're doing something that's annoying, mm-hmm. because I have no problem being like, Louis, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Yeah. Whereas like with my boss, I would be like, maybe next time, right. could you please like,
I just think we could, we would all benefit from more reality. We, from people, when being fake isn't an option.
Well, I don't necessarily think that it's being fake. No. Like in either of those situations.
No, those situations are different. I mean, I'm talking about, okay, you walk up to somebody, you walk up to a group of people and you're like, hey, how's it going? And they're like all super, super nice to you. Then you walk away and they're like, oh, I hate her.
Right.
Like that kind of thing. But you can say, when you say, hey, hello, they could feel the intention. But when they said it back, you could feel the same intention that they're really just like being dicks. And then you could just choose to walk away.
Yeah. No, you know, like those people, like when I go back home,
mm-hmm.
I like literally don't leave my mom's house. So I don't have to like see people that I
right.
once knew. But like those ones that just will walk past you and like either, you know, like do a little slight smile or just pretend that they don't know you. Like mm-hmm. those are the real MVPs.
True.
You know, like, sorry to say.
I think so. It would, I guess.
But if we were talking about like, not, or I guess like me like sending messages to, mm-hmm. would it be like if we lock eyes,
mm-hmm.
or would I have to think like, send message to Louis Anderson in my head, and then you would like
sure.
get the message.
I think
because to me, like if we lock eyes,
mm-hmm.
that could be dangerous. Because if we lock eyes and it's just like a flow of energy and mm-hmm. vibes, you could be like, ooh, damn, like stay away from this one.
I mean, but that might be a good thing.
But whereas if it's like, send message to Louis Anderson,
mm-hmm.
like Louis, shut the fuck up.
I don't know exactly how it's going to be, but I think it would be benefit. I think it's about time we make a change. We've tried it the other way. It doesn't work. You know, there used to be a time where people were overly expressive, like in the Middle Ages, how you see in the movies and stuff like that. And they get it from the books that are written in that time. People were just more upfront with each other.
Yeah.
Things were just more like said, they were spoken. And people are just too slow. I feel like if we don't make a change now in how we communicate with each other, stepping on each other's feelings or being too hypersensitive and having cancel culture be as strong as it is, and all that other stuff, like, we're going to get to a point to where nothing can be said at all.
Right. Well, I feel like we're definitely already getting there.
I mean, and it's like it's monetary. Like you can say something. I mean, saying something blatantly racist to anyone, I feel like isn't progressive, like
right.
in a way that we should all be working to be on the same team. But saying something like, I really don't like Chinese food, or I don't appreciate the mentality of, say a racist town in Utah or Montana or something like that, somewhere like I've been there and I didn't like it, you know, that like you, I feel like you should be able to say things specifically about issues.
Yeah.
Not so much like have like a broad view that isn't really founded in reality and right. then just spout that out to anyone and say that, because I feel like that's damaging. But I feel like if it's a concise, like a damn near complaint, why can't you say
it? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, I think too, like, you know, like we don't want to hurt people's feelings, but, and this is something that you and I have been working on a lot, but mm-hmm. it's like some things like constructive criticism, like is good, right? Or right. like saying, like, no, I don't really want to spend time with this person because mm-hmm. I don't really like how I feel when I'm around them. Not that they've done anything wrong. Like,
right.
I don't like the feeling that I have inside when I'm with them. So I don't want to hang out with them. And I think we don't want to, like, hurt people's feelings. Or, like, when they say, you know, the trap of, do these jeans make my butt look big? It's like, what answer do you want?
I don't think it's fair to ask that question.
No, I don't
either. There's a fucking mirror.
I think that, like, there's a lot of questions like that where it's like, you know, mm-hmm. going into it, like, you want a specific answer.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, when you ask the question, if you don't get that answer, like, it puts the other person in an awkward space.
It really does.
Of, like, are they really my friend? Are they going to tell me what I want to hear? Or, like, are they really, really my friend and they're, like, not going to tell me what I want to hear? You know?
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a problem just as long as you don't get mad when you get the answer you don't want.
Right. Well, I think you that's know? The other thing is, like, asking questions that you don't... that you want to, like, one specific answer to,
mm-hmm.
and then not getting that answer and then getting upset. It's like, you asked the question to get an answer. You
know, and I've been guilty of that when it comes down to specific things, because I want to know the character of the people that were in my life. That's different.
So that's a test.
Like, and it is a test. And is it right all the time? No. And I'm not saying it is, but it gave me the answer I needed. Like, when I was in the hospital back in 2018... when that they said it was a kidney stone, and we still to this day don't know really what it was, I realized that everyone asks you what happened, and at the time, like, that happened to me a lot. Like, anytime something happened in my life, it was what happened. No one asked me how I was or how I was feeling,
right?
Because they don't care how I was or how I was feeling. They just wanted to be able to say,
they guess. They just want you to spill the tea.
That's all it is. It's like, guess what I heard happened to Lewis. And then that right. At that time, I mean, my name carried weight for a long time.
Because you were special.
I mean, special ed. And my name carried weight for a long time. And people, even Brian used to come up to me. And he would say, man, like, bro, like, I'm tired of people asking me about you. Like, they never just ask you straight up, like, everyone comes to me and is trying to get, like, the scoop on what you're doing.
Right. Like, just
and I'm just you. Like, ask me.
Right. If you want to know, like, you know? Have a conversation with me.
And it's crazy. So, and yeah, like, sometimes... if
you don't
want to have
a conversation with me, then you don't care that bad.
Exactly. Like, people are just so primitive when it comes to what they care about. Like, me, I want to know that, like, if something happened to me, like, that those people in my life would care. Would truly care. Like, I would for them, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it just wasn't like that. And I feel like that led to a lot of issues.
Yeah.
But let's see. Let's get to
that's a new... That's definitely, like, a way to just, figure out, like,
who's... People don't understand how important wording is.
Right.
Words are important. How you word something. Whether you know... It's a... They call them Freudian slips. Like, you... Or, like, when you say yes but shake your head no, or when you say no, of course not, you don't even realize you're doing it.
Yeah,
because your body, your brain has, like, this override system to where you could lie, your voice can lie, but yeah. Your body won't, you know? And it's just crazy that people don't understand. There's people who know that, and you don't have to be
literally something.
I know, it's super hard. You don't have to be some crazy scientist or some crazy psychologist to understand the same things they study.
Right.
You know, so it's like, when I can read people, I got paid to read people for a living. It was my job.
Same.
You know, so exactly. So it's like, you don't expect me to know when you're lying to me or right. When you're being dishonest. And it's just, that's why I was talking about the whole speech thing, is because do we really need to, why lie? Do we need the ability to lie to live? We don't.
We need the ability to lie to make the other people around us happy.
And if everyone figured out their own happiness, like,
it's like a security blanket, I think, for a lot of people. Or, like, when people are like, oh yeah, like, you'd never even know if I was lying. Like,
mm-hmm. Like, that's not true.
And like, why would you use that as like a like props to me? I'm a good liar. Like, who wants that in their life?
And I don't think people understand that yet because most people, most people haven't figured out what they want out of life yet. So that's why everyone's dating a bunch of different people and doing a bunch of different stuff that doesn't seem like it's in the character, is because they're trying to find themselves and they're never going to do that.
They're not being like true to
themselves. Yeah, you can. How do you lie to everyone and yourself? So many
people are uncomfortable with the answer of I don't know.
Right.
So it's like, let me ask you a question and then just like bullshit an answer for, you know, a 20-minute conversation when like I do that all the time with my kids. I'm like, you know, what do you know about this? Or what do you know about that? Like practicing saying, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But then they'll go into this huge speech of like, oh, da 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 da, and this and that and this. And I'm like, none of that is true, first of all. And like, you can say, I don't know. Like, no one is going to be mad at you if you say you don't know.
It should be okay to say you don't. You can say, look, I have a theory or I believe that. But people have to separate their knowledge and what they exercise and like politics or religion from themselves.
Right.
Because you aren't your ideas. Your ideas are just ideas.
Right.
They're thoughts that come and go, and they don't define you. It's okay to change your mind. Like, people have this weird thing. It's like, well, I thought this before and I said this before. If I say something different, people are going to judge me. First of all, people should applaud you for being able to change your mind under new information.
Right.
And if you're so worried about like upsetting or throwing off the people that you currently know because how they react, you should probably find different people to be around.
Right. Well, that's like the conversation that I had the other day with one of my kids about like what happens after you die. Like, what do you... And I was like, well, you know, that depends. She was like, well, are you reborn to something else? Do you just like see darkness, or do you like see light forever, or like what happens? And so then we started talking about like religion, and she was like, well, in my religion, like, you don't go anywhere, like, you just are dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, is that what you want to believe? Like, religion can be fluid in my eyes. And so to me, like, you can be a religion and not specifically believe in everything that they do in that religion. And so she was like, well, I mean, that's just like what we were always taught. And I was like, okay, well, if you were taught that, like, just because you're taught something doesn't mean that's the end all be all, right? Exactly. Like, if you think something else, or you like want to look into something else, like, that's totally fine.
It shouldn't be discouraged. That's for goddamn sure.
Right.
I wanted to go on to the fact that it was 134 degrees in Death Valley, California. 134.
That's disgusting.
It's crazy. And then secondly, the story of Gilgamesh. Just 4,000 years old, housed in Iraq.
And thirdly, look how cute my daughter is.
She's very cute. We found her way to the promised land. The fact that the ocean is on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking at that, it's fucking nuts. I mean, when are we gonna wake the fuck up? That's not natural. Animals would never cause
that. What is that?
That's a rig. You know, it's a sea rig. But the thing is, I understand. Okay, I want a full investigation. What did someone skimp on money? Did they skimp on personnel?
Pipeline ruptured.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just like, what was the? Because it's not just, oh, our materials failed. Because if that's the case, then the materials should have never been installed.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's so much that goes into engineering today, that all got different kinds of things are tested. It's usually a lack of maintenance, a lack of personnel to maintain supervision over something, or budget cuts. So people, you know, they have to cut back on how many people they can send to do stuff. Like, every time something like this happens, it's about money. It's so never really an accident.
Oil pipeline?
Yep.
I was gonna say, because it was a different pipeline. Water is wet. Like, what do you... Yeah.
It's crazy. What? Voyager is currently 17 hours, 33 minutes, 43 seconds of light travel time from Earth. That's nuts. There's really nothing going on worth mentioning on the planet right now. I feel like I complain about the same things every week.
All day, every day, Lewis.
Well, it's just the same things that... It's just... Okay, if we could not control it... Okay, if a solar flare hit, I can't say anything about that. That's nature. Mm-hmm. Hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanoes, anything that's natural, you'll never hear me complain about that at all, because no one can do anything about that.
Right.
Laws can be changed. Money can be reevaluated. Things can be reappraised. People can be pulled out of poverty. You know, they can change how much, they can put a cap on tuition. You know, the thing is like, why does a college, how do colleges have like $10 billion in reserve? Or $10 million, whatever it is in reserve, but their prices are...
Still a lot.
Right, I mean, it's just like, I understand making money, but at the time, we're so worried about making money, we're not realizing how weak we're making our country. Mm-hmm. We'd rather make money off someone than have enough people at a level to where if we were to get invaded or have to go to war or have to do what if tomorrow God comes down to Earth and says we're doing a nation's competition, all borders are now closed, no one in, and the only people that can go out are everyone's getting sent back to their country if they're not a legal citizen, because we're going to have Earth Games and the United States is going to compete against Canada, Africa is going to join into one big clump, even though it's a continent, everyone in Africa is going to compete, and it'll just be the main lands, right? So like Canada, Asia, Russia, blah, blah, blah. It would be all clumped to the same type of people, right? What if tomorrow that happened and we have people malnourished, sick as fuck, broke, have no patriotism at all, They have no ties in America, they'll start sabotaging America. Maybe China comes in and starts paying those lowly little people, or says, okay, when you guys lose, you'll have a spot in China. Like, how is that not even a thought through someone's head? Now you take away all the bullshit. You take away the God, you take away the border thing, and now you just look. There's a country that wants to now bring soldiers to American soil. They have the technology to monitor these people through TikTok, through other stuff, through, hey man, I see you're having it rough. I want you to join this company. We're a research and development firm, or we're a defense firm, or we you're an old vet. America hasn't taken care of you. We're going to take care of you. You know, you know tactics, you know America. We're going to pay you money to give us an edge. That person's like, well, fuck, man, I went to war, I come home, my wife's fucking somebody else, my house is foreclosed, I have nothing to live for, why wouldn't I take this job? This person believes in me, they want to use my skill, you know, they'll give me a job, this place here wouldn't. And then you do that for 20 or 30 years. And then you attack. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't see how people, and it's not like, that's not that far-fetched. China has truly right now, no bullshit, China has governors of states on payroll.
Interesting.
Yes. You know how much real estate China owns in New York City, Seattle, Los Angeles? They come here, they buy houses, they buy up cities, they keep them, they send their kids to college to live in them, or they just keep them for real estate investments. China is investing in the whole African coast, bringing solar power to them, roads, all that stuff, and they're just saying we have to maintenance them, you know, and you give us access to your docks, to your ports for 99 years. you know? And it's just like, if we don't have our citizens ready to go to bat for America and feeling patriotic, because fuck color, fuck race. That shit's made up. It really is. There is differences between us. Yes, we came because of region. But when it comes down to the blood in our veins and what we find important and who we love and stuff like that, we at the end of the day, we're all the fucking same. And of race and race baiting and race war and all this shit that's promoted by the media is strictly to get us to not be united. But I can feel it. There's going to be a time to where we're going to need to be able to work fucking together. And it's going to be too late. They're going to eat our lunch.
Yeah.
Russia will come up to the fucking cafeteria, piss in the trash can, take our tray from us, and we'll do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
China will literally take a dump in our backpack and start a food fight and lick the fucking mashed potatoes off our face because they can, not because they're into us. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just crazy. It really is crazy to me. It's mind boggling that people haven't understood though. They want you to work a 40 hour a week job, 5 days a week, so you don't have time to think about anything else besides living, surviving. If you went down to a 4 hour or 4 day or 4 day, 4 hour work week and got the same amount of work done, and got paid the same amount of money, you would have time to do other things. Invest in yourself, invest in a business, maybe raise a child properly, all kinds of different things. And the thing about it is, why is schools the same as it was back in the 40s, where there's bells to release you, just like in factories?
True.
You know, like, all this stuff was designed for a world we don't live in. Why do they teach us the shit they teach us in school now? No taxes, no real estate, no money management. They don't teach you how to deal with a breakup. They don't teach you about your own mental health and how to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. They don't teach you how to fill out any kind of forms that are important. You have to do all that while you're learning things you never trigonometry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when are you ever really going to use that, like, compared to something that you're guaranteed to have to use?
Well, and just, like, life skills in general.
Mm-hmm. Like, elaborate on the life skills.
Like, how to keep a house clean, or, like, how to fold a fitted sheet.
How to fold a fitted sheet is definitely...
Or, like, definitely. How to... I don't know how to, like, use tools, or how, like, survival things, or
mm-hmm.
cooking.
Yeah. I mean, you can get that in home ec, but, like, that's extra.
But, like, when I was in school, we didn't even have home ec. Like, we weren't even allowed to have home ec.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Like, what about, like, cleansing your chakras? Seriously, that, like, why the have they told us that? Why is there a way to teach you about meditation?
Right.
How to manage when you shouldn't even have to manage your temper, but you have to anyway. Why aren't they teaching about clean eating? Like the food triangle at school, that's completely fucking wrong. They tell you eat all those carbs and all that sugar. You know, like, why don't... And it's... They know... Because if... Okay, here's my question. They give... Back in the day when they first started the SEALs, and they had the CIA and all that stuff, mm-hmm. and all the, like, the, when they first started the Rangers, like, even now to this day, someone correct me if I'm wrong, that, but there's people, nutritionists, that, you know, tactical teams work with, or that the military did work with to build, like, a plan on what to eat, or how to eat. Not just MRE stuff, but, like, how there's food plans for, like, people who work out, like, weightlifters and stuff like mm-hmm. that. You know, that all that same knowledge is available at the government level. And they still choose to feed you shit. I mean, if they taught you about, you know, I'm not saying teach you specifically this, but if you learned about the chicken industry and how it's really ran, how there's only like 4 or 5 companies that run every single bit of chicken that runs through this world. The beef industry, there's only like 5 big companies. You know, and you know, cosmetics. There's only realistic, like, people who make the base products for stuff like that. There's only a few. Our medicine, there's only a few base companies. Mm-hmm. And everyone else buys from them because they have a monopoly on it.
Right.
And those are supposed to be illegal. Like, they want to, you know why they hate tech so much? It's because you can create a Snapchat and become a 32 and be worth $32 billion overnight. New money, you're in a whole different class. You have it, and it's liquid money. Mm-hmm. You don't have your money tied up in stocks. You don't have your money tied up in real estate or bullshit. You got cash in the bank. $32 billion. I would take, honestly, I'd rather have 50 million liquid than a billion the way these people have money.
Yeah.
Any day. You know, because that a lot of those assets that are worth money are also liabilities that can change at any time. But $50 million cash in the bank, you can spend on anything without having to change investments or move money around or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's powerful.
Yeah.
And that's the same way all this new money, everyone getting it from TikTok and everyone getting it through YouTube and stuff like that. People hate this younger generation.
And well, because all their assets are tied in like housings, and like the housing market right now is,
yeah, they're tied to this fake ass bubble, you know, like,
right.
When this next housing crash happens, oh, it's gonna be bad, because it's not just gonna affect, it's gonna affect rich people, because mm-hmm. a lot of rich people invested all their money in real estate. Well, not all of it, but a good chunk of it, bought tons of rental properties, because they're like, a bubble will never happen again. You saw 2008 can't happen again, not this yeah. soon. I'll be retired and sell before another bubble happens.
Bet.
It's not gonna happen. I mean, we just had them agree to a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan. $579 billion of it is going to infrastructure. $621 billion or whatever it is, not accounted
going
for.
Going to the cosmos.
They have no plan for that money. And that's just like, how can you pass? How can you, like, you have the American people's dollar in your pocket. How can you write blank checks?
Right. Well, and how are people supporting that?
But the thing is, they don't even know. Half the people that vote are idiots, honestly. Right. Like, voting is like taking a poll. If you deem yourself necessary to do something specifically just to feel like your vote was counted and you spoke up, that's done. Mm-hmm. If you don't know anything about the policy, you shouldn't be fucking voting.
Right.
You know what I mean? You should, if you don't have policy in mind, you don't know what policies you like, what policies you don't, stay home. But everything is so tribalized. Like, everything is about who can I tell what I did?
Right.
Or who I support.
Yeah, or who can, how many likes will I get when I post my yeah. I voted sticker?
Like, who's on my team? Who can I know to trust in an argument? I can tag them in a post and they'll back me. That's what it is, rather than real shit. And it's just sad. I hope one day we can get away from it. I really do.
Yeah.
Let's see, is there anything in closing? I think that was a pretty good little podcast. Will keep
a little
it.
Rant about nothing.
I mean, we're at 50 minutes. 48:20. Anything on your mind at all?
Honestly, what's on my mind is the tacos we're about to smash tomorrow. But...
True. Tacos tomorrow.
Shout out.
Tomorrow. There's tacos tomorrow. And I'll make you ice cream
to melt your so hot. I just made my mouth.
All did you just, you said you sweated it? You sweat in your mouth?
A bug just went in my mouth. I'm not sweating anymore.
Yeah, that was hot. Okay. In closing.
Toodles.
Do your research. Please.
Be informed. Speak your truth.
Own your truth.
Own your truth.
Own your truth.
Also, watch Manifest if you haven't yet.
I think that's so good. I was gonna make that my closing tagline until you said, you know, where it came from. You know, people will know.
Sorry.
I'm still gonna do it though. I think Own Your Truth is dope. OYT.
OYT.
What? What? Sounds German. Own your truth. Good night. Wait, I didn't even say what this was. We just, it's a Dying Breed Discussions podcast.
Shit show edition.
I think they should know. that's gonna be the name of this shit show edition.
Dying Breed After Dark.
Dying Breed After Dark.
In the dark. We're literally sitting in the dark.
Breed Dying After Dark. Yeah.
I don't like that as much.
Well, obviously, it's because I said it or whatever. It was cool. All right, guys. Own your truth.